Hello and welcome back to another Mind Health Development podcast. In a previous episode, Glyn touched on setting New Year's resolutions. So in this episode, New Year's resolutions, do they actually work? And is there a right or wrong way of actually setting them?
Well, a couple of good questions there, Dave. And it is quite interesting. The evidence on New Year's resolutions shows that by and large, that they're actually not terribly well adhered to. An awful lot of people, by the time they've got into February, have fallen by the wayside. So I think I have three particular tips. I know Glyn's got a few crackers as well that he can chuck in. But I think there's three essential tips that I always give people for New Year's resolutions. So the first one is, if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, do something that you really want to do. If it's somebody else's new resolution for you, you are to a degree setting yourself up for failure. If you're quite happy not being particularly physically fit and you don't think it's a problem for you, but somebody's nagging you to go to the gym or telling you that you've got to get fitter or lose weight, it's their New Year's resolution for you, not your New Year's resolution. So pick something that's important to you. And I do think it's a great idea that you visualize what you're trying to achieve. So you can see yourself as a fitter person. You can see yourself as a slimmer person. You can see yourself, if it's a New Year's resolution, to gain more experience or learning. You can see yourself visualized what it looks like to be successful. That's my first tip.
For those people who struggle with visualization, Rick, and some people do, would writing a list of the all the positive benefits of achieving their goal be useful?
Absolutely, Glyn. I think if you write down the list of the positive benefits and use all your senses, how will I look, sound, feel when I've achieved that? So I think that's a great one to enhance the first tip.
Sometimes, Rick, I ask people to consider who else might benefit from them achieving their goal as well. Sometimes there's a knock-on effect, isn't there?
There is. And the other side of that is, who can help me achieve my goals?
Oh, very good.
So, yeah, it's a couple of crackers there. Now, second one that I always tell people is the research on habits. So if you are trying to give up a negative habit, you're much more likely to be successful if you replace it with a healthy habit. So there's a lovely story about the rock star Alice Cooper, who was drinking and using drugs at a level where the doctors told him if he carried on like this, he would be dead within 6 months.
Oh dear.
So, yeah. So there was a pretty good motivation to change. And what he did is he recognized that he was something of an obsessional character. So he stopped being obsessional about drink and drugs, but he turned his obsession into, of all things, golf.
So, typical rock star sport.
So, yeah. So what he does, whenever he goes on tour now, as part of the rider, people have to put him up in a hotel that's only a certain distance from the nearest golf course. And he takes his golf clubs with him on tour. He has to play every day. So he's become addicted to playing golf, which is, of course, a much healthier addiction than alcohol or drugs.
And by putting that in his rider, he's setting himself up for success, not failure, isn't he?
Absolutely. Very good. Now, of course, yeah, if you are, for example, talking about giving up smoking, it will be one of those negative habits. But what could you replace that with? So, obviously, you can think about nicotine patches, you can think about vaping, but they still involve the introduction of nicotine into your body. But if you think of something that will actually bring you a positive benefit, so like Alice Cooper, he was getting the benefit of the exercise of playing golf. So, you know, can I give up smoking but also introduce the same habit, a different habit of eating more fruit?
Right.
Or drinking more water.
Very healthy.
Yeah. And number three is the mulligan.
A golfing term.
Indeed it is.
Alice Cooper, he's really helping us out today.
He is. Who'd have thought we'd have been waxing lyrical about golf when we're talking about New Year's resolutions? But the mulligan, or is it perhaps better expressed, is a let. So let me give you a practical example for that. So lovely study that was done with two groups of people who were both had New Year's resolutions about becoming fitter. So group number one had set themselves a New Year's resolution of going to the gym every day.
Right.
Group number two set themselves a goal of trying to go to the gym every day, but making sure they never went less than five times a week.
I'm with you.
Group number one, by the middle of February, a significant percentage of them had stopped going to the gym at all, because every time they had failed to go to the gym, it was a complete failure in terms of the goal that they'd set. Whereas the people who'd given themselves a mulligan or a let,
yeah,
if they missed a day at the gym, no problem.
Yeah.
Because so long as they went five times a week, then that was fine. If they went 7 days a week, that was even better. And bizarrely, that group not only carried on with the New Year's resolutions for much, much longer, most of them did go to the gym every day, even though they'd got the let.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
But I remember you telling me, Glenn, you've got a New Year's resolution about streaking, haven't you?
Well, not quite, listeners. I don't want anybody to think I'm sitting here naked today. But yeah, Rick, so we wrote an article for our sister site, Way2Go, which we'll be talking more about in future podcasts. But I advised people to create a streak with a healthy habit. So if the healthy habit was to not eat cakes ever again, we know that's going to be unrealistic. So what we encouraged people to do was keep a tally of how many days they went without eating cakes. So the people are automatically gamifying, if you like, not eating cake. So they get through day one, great, no cakes. Day two, that's really good. Day three, no cakes. Day four, no cakes. They might slip up. But if they slip up on day five, they've set a new record of 4 days without cakes.
Ah, so like a winning streak.
They've created a winning streak, Rick. So then they've got another couple of... So they don't feel they've now completely let themselves down or fallen off the wagon, because now they can try and match that goal or beat it. Now, a number of things happen when people are working this way. You know, they either do become a little bit obsessed with beating the goal, and a little bit of obsession I'm going to allow. And as long as it doesn't cause any dysfunction or difficulty in the person's life, a bit like our friend Alice Cooper, you know, again, a little bit obsessional about golf. But the other thing is as well, people don't have to beat their streak, because they can restart that streak as soon as they've made the mistake.
Ah, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're simply resetting.
You're resetting. So even if you only add another 3 days, so you've done 4 days, maybe you do 6 days, maybe you do 10 days, and then only 3 days again. Those 3 days, if you add them up to the fours, the sixes and the tens, are suddenly showing a huge amount of days that you haven't eaten cakes on.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so I find that that's very helpful with me, Rick. Actually, with the gym thing, or getting the 10,000 steps in on my Fitbit watch, you know, how many days, consecutive days, can I get the 10,000 steps in? It doesn't feel like a big failure when I have a sedentary day. Don't make the 10,000 steps, because I've just reset the streak from number one the next day.
I like this, because also what occurs to me, Glenn, is that we know the way that the filters work. They focus on the negative. So they'll focus on the one negative day when we ate cakes, instead of thinking about the six positive days when we didn't.
That's the power of the human mind, isn't it, Rick? It will trick us into thinking we've failed, when actually we've had some significant successes. And often, as humans, when we think we've tripped up, we don't pick ourselves up and start again. We have got to play these little mind games to feel a bit more comfortable with just being human.
Okay, so in summary, I suppose we've got a range of nice techniques for people to think about without overcomplicating it. Less is more. So one is, pick a New Year's resolution that's important to you. visualize it, write down the positive benefits and consequences, think about positives and benefits for other people as well as yourself, and think about who can help you with it. And if you write down what it's going to look, sound, and feel like, you've got more chance of visualizing. So I guess our second point is around this idea of making sure that if we are going to give up a negative habit, we replace it with a positive habit rather than just trying to give up. Then we've talked about the mulligan or the let. Don't set yourself unrealistic targets because you set yourself up for failure. Give yourself a let. And then you've introduced a couple of things here, Glenn. One is the idea of streaks, focusing on a streak of successful days. I like that word you introduced, gainifying. So again, adding up the streaks, if you will, and looking at the aggregation of them, which certainly will make you think, I'm really making a difference. That sounds like a really good idea. And of course, our last point about, don't think about the one day where you ate cakes. Think about the 5 days where you didn't.
Well, I think that's a great insight into New Year's resolutions and some great tips for actually keeping your resolutions going and not getting too hung up about breaking them to the point where you just give up altogether with them. So, yeah, how's everybody getting on with their resolutions? Now we're in February. Are you still going with them, or have you found them tough and just stopped? Yeah, we'd really be keen to know. So, yeah, drop some comments on the website for this podcast, and we'll catch up with everybody in the next one. Okay, bye for now.